John. You submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
KillRadio.org. Okay, John picked the worst day to be late. He's not here. And what's crazy is why this is the worst. Normally I could take care of myself. I've done the show enough times. Is my laptop that I do my show with, it just kind of died on me right before the warranty was going to expire. Kind of funny. And so I had to leave my computer at the Apple store to get it fixed. And all my music that has been submitted, all the MP3s that have been submitted are on that. So I am naked of music right now. So maybe what we could do is call him on the phone, see what is going on, see if I can do this right. Because what else do I have to do today, right? Let's see, phone. Oh, God. Hate this. Let's try again. There we go. Look up his number. Oops.
Number you are trying to call is not reachable.
What? We're going to try that again. Maybe this is a way of blowing me off, of saying goodbye forever.
Yo.
Hey, it's Mark from KillRadio.org. How are you today? You're live on the air.
Oh, exciting. Did I win a car?
No, where the fuck are you?
Dude, I called you this morning and told you that I'd be running late. Went to check your messages.
I got the message. You just picked the worst day to be late.
Whatever.
I'm going to have to find some old stuff to play until you show up.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm on third in New Hampshire.
So. All right. So if anyone's out there tracking, you can track him like we did OJ. Just wave when his car goes by.
I'll be there presently.
Okay, cool. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ugh. I hate using the phone system here because it does that. It feeds back because we have 20,000 different speakers facing each other. So why don't we do this? I am going to look through our library just to give us some good music to play. What's something that we've played recently that I really like? Let's see what just jumps out at me. And I'm looking at the CDs, which I don't handle the CDs on the show. John handles the CDs. I handle the MP3s. And we're rebuilding the library because we got a computer that actually can handle it all. So let's go to... I know what we can do. We don't have to play a CD. We can play some of the stuff that I've already added to the library. Let's see. This is really fun, isn't it? This is the magic of non-profit, non-commercial internet radio, killradio.org. The wonderful thing about us is it's a collective of a whole bunch of people. So anyone physically based in Los Angeles can be a part of Kill Radio. And so that's who we are. We're a group of those kind of people. So we may not be the most professional bunch at times, but you know what? We're doing the best we can. And what I'm trying to do is not working. I changed my mind. Now I'm going to change my mind again. I'm going to go back to playing a CD. Where was that one I was looking at that was like, yes, let's play that. Oh, I know. I want to play Cannibal Elvis. I think they're from France. That's not them. Cannibal Elvis. Oops. I feel I'm getting close to them. Where'd they go? There they are. Yeah, this is a band that submitted to us. Yeah, they're based in France. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/CannibalElvis. And let's play this track. It's called So Full. You're listening to the Tripping Along, Falling Forward show of KillRadar.org's All Submission Show, Hear, Hear. John, you here now? Is that
yes,
you?
Yes, that's
that
you? Me. I'm okay. Here now.
So that was Cannibal Elvis. That's a song called So Full. I picked them because I've been working on the library, the Kill Radio Library, digitizing stuff, and yeah. I just happened to listen to them. This is actually a really good album.
Oh,
they're
I remember
really
Cannibal
fun.
Elvis.
Remember
yeah, we played them a while
that was
back.
Like a while ago, yeah. So you remember now why this is the worst day for you to come late to the show, right?
Yeah, I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. It's just... You know, it's because I do the show
no,
before.
And I brought in more music, too. That's the thing. I forgot that I was the one doing music day. I mean, I brought in plenty of stuff to play, but... And if we run out of time, I mean, we have the amazing Kill Radio Library.
Yeah, like
as
we just
evidenced
proved.
By Cannibal Elvis.
Yes.
But yeah.
Do you want a chair?
Yeah, I guess I should get a chair. I'm going to turn this fan down, too. It's so loud.
Oh, it sounds good, though.
That's
yeah, it's bad. So loud when we have sirens going by all the time.
Yeah. Well, I like to hear the sirens. So anyway, sorry I'm late.
You don't have to apologize.
Well, I'm sorry anyway. And if that irritates you, you're going to just have to deal
no,
with
it. No, it's just people who say they're sorry all the time are either adult children of alcoholics or they're raised in a Catholic or Jewish home.
Well, I'm sorry because I know that you get verklempt when I'm
no,
not here.
I know. Did I sound verklempt when I
You did. You called me all in a panic. Where are you?
Time was funny when I called. It goes, this number is not in service. I'm like, what?
What?
Exactly. I thought, maybe
is there something wrong with my phone?
I thought,
should I start freaking
out?
No,
I said, maybe this is John's way of saying goodbye.
Oh, to all of you.
Fuck off and goodbye.
Yeah.
So
was your weekend?
I went to the, I don't know if you know this, there's a big Thai Buddhist temple in North Hollywood, like on Coldwater Canyon and like Roscoe, like where Coldwater Canyon ends. I mean,
didn't the Taliban blow that up?
No. Huh. Deep, deep valley, like nosebleed deep valley.
It's in the valley?
Yeah, you open your mouth and all the saliva just dries out because it's so fucking dry out there.
I haven't been there.
But they do this big, huge food festival on the weekends at this Thai Buddhist temple, and it's totally fun. And I love Thai food, ate like a king, spent only $11, and I ate so much food.
And were you one with the universe as a result?
I already am, John, thanks.
Oh, okay.
And you are too if you'd open your eyes, thanks.
Well, you had a show called Close Your Eyes, so
yeah, because that's the meditating part. But it was fun. The best thing is the reason I go there now, especially, is there's this dessert. I don't know if you ever had. It's mango and sticky rice. Have you ever had that at Thai?
I've heard of it.
It's mango. It's this weird sticky rice, and then they do this weird coconut milk sauce.
Hmm.
And there's the small one for $2, and I won the big one for $5. And it was like a whole mango and probably like a half a pound of sticky rice and this gooey stuff. And I was in hog heaven, but it screwed me up for the rest of the day.
Did it?
It was too much sugar.
Are you one of those people that has sugar and like their attitude changes? And is sugar like cocaine for you?
No. Well, I guess now it is because I don't use it. I've totally decreased.
Are we still talking about sugar?
Yes, I've totally decreased my sugar intake.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I have a lot of sugar, like from a Coke or something, it just totally like it's too much.
Do you get sugar headaches? Like if you don't eat and then you eat and then you get a headache because you didn't have sugar and then suddenly you got sugar?
I don't really usually get headaches.
Yeah.
This is great radio, by the way.
Exciting, yeah.
What did you do this weekend, John?
I did, let's see, Friday I saw a play. Everyone clap your hands. Congratulations.
Ooh, live theater.
I feel like if you go see a play, it's sort of like having read a book, you know? I read a book.
Woo!
Yeah, I went to a play, and it was okay. It wasn't the best or worst play I'd ever seen. $25 a ticket.
That's why people don't go to the theater.
I got half off. So Shannon and I went for $25 for an hour's worth of entertainment. And it was these two short, mildly disturbing pieces about people and relationships. But, you know, it wasn't awful or anything, but it sort of reminded me of, you know, how far I've come. You know,
right.
And it's just, I feel bad because, you know, as an actor, you get actor guilt for not liking plays a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're supposed to like plays. You're supposed to
be supportive.
You're supposed to think they're interesting. You're supposed to think Samuel French is like a cool place to hang out, and like you're supposed to read plays
and not be irritated by the people there.
You're supposed to be able to say, "Hey, dude, I just read this play for the 10th time. It's so good," and that's supposed to make you feel cool.
Dude, what about that Chekhov?
Well, no, okay, don't fuck with Chekhov because he is cool.
I love Chekhov,
but Ibsen, Strindberg, I could do without all this. They're boring as hell. So anyway, so that was that. That was Friday. And then Saturday, I saw, for the first time, I went to Cinespia,
mm-hmm.
the thing they do at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. What movie was it?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And Paul Rubens was there. And,
no way.
Yeah, introduced the film and everything. No, I mean, he gave a speech. Did I meet him? It was like 5,000 people there.
There's not 5,000 people there.
There were several thousand people there. Maybe not five. Maybe
oh,
two or three.
Oh, several now 5,000?
Two or three.
This has been an ongoing conversation since the
a
early
few.
Days.
There were a few thousand people there.
Okay.
And, oh, dude. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there, but to
yeah,
get
I've
there,
been there.
First of all, the whole thing, I'll be honest with you, not worth it. I'm just going
really?
To throw it out there. Okay. It's great to watch a movie outdoors, but the amount of work that you have to put in to attending this event, I don't know. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe I was too quick to judge, but. First, you have to wait in line in your car for an hour and a half on Santa Monica Boulevard before they let you in. They don't let you in until 7:30. But if you don't get in line by 6:15, you're not going to get in.
Right.
So we're waiting in like the middle lane of Santa Monica Boulevard, literally for an hour and a half. Like turn the car off, walked across the street, got some, you know, low-fat Apple Newtons from a 99-cent store.
Oh, my God.
Like it was crazy how long we waited. So we finally – the line finally starts to move. Like it's around 7:30. This – asshole in a van comes driving up right in front of my friend's car
and tries to cut
And try well, and just sort of like tries to cut a little bit, and then you know rolls down the window and said, "Hey, you mind if we get in here? I missed my turn back there." And my friend Alice was she's so polite, you know, and she's like, "Well, actually, kind of do mind, you know, been waiting and everything." Oh, you're gonna be like that? Okay, fine. He tears off, and then like whips around through the intersection, cuts somebody off, almost causes an accident, gets boom right in front, like he's gonna get in. Well, the security guard sees this, and he's like, "Sir, you're going to have to back up and go
get
away."
Get in line.
He starts edging his car closer, closer, literally physically pushing the security guard with his van.
Oh, my God.
And this guy was a fucking
lunatic.
That's
called assault.
Well, we literally almost called the cops. So we had the phone out, and we're like, does this count as 911? Or are they going to handle this? Because it was just... The security guard didn't have any help. He didn't have a gun or anything. And the guy's literally trying to push himself in to a screening of Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I mean, it doesn't get more absurd.
Yeah.
It doesn't get more Hollywood than that. But finally, like, another security guard, like, you know, came in and made the guy turn around and kiss off. And, you know, we all had our fingers out the window as he went by.
That's crazy.
I made sure to thank the security guard when I went in. Thank you.
Especially a security guard. Come on.
Dude, his job sucked, you know? I mean, it's just like directing traffic and all these people trying to nose their way in. But anyway, I mean, so then we finally get in there and we get, you know, lay out a blanket and it's very picnicky and everything. We eat everything that we brought and drink everything that we brought way before the movie even starts. The movie doesn't start till like an hour and a half after you get in
there. Right, right.
And then I fell asleep and I woke up around the end credits.
Shut up.
I swear to God, I missed almost the whole movie. Yeah.
Wow, you took a nap outdoors in a cemetery.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'm not a huge Pee Wee Herman fan. Not that I don't think the guy was talented and he was a great character. I just don't.
Right.
That whole world isn't funny to me.
And to describe this event, for those of you who don't quite know, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is this old Hollywood cemetery, obviously in Hollywood, does an event. I don't know if they don't do an event, but there's an event there called Cinespia. I think their website is Cinespia, CinespiA, Cinespia.com. And it's a film festival they do during the summer. They project a film onto a side of a mausoleum in this grassy area where there's no headstones. It's the one grassy area in that whole cemetery where there's no headstones or anything.
Right, because it's an ancient Indian burial ground. And it's
so you're going to get grabbed.
Yeah.
And pulled under. And it's kind of like the Hollywood Bowl where people picnic and watch the movie and it's outdoors in a cemetery. And they don't only play horror flicks, obviously. I saw some old Hollywood films.
A few weeks ago, she saw Fast Times at Richmond High.
I saw Gulliver's... What's that? It's not Gulliver's Travels. It's another one. It's based on... It's a total mockery of Hollywood film that took place in like the late 30s, early 40s. Very funny. That was kind of... A great, I can't remember, it's like Gulliver's something. If anyone's listening out there and actually knows.
And let me take this time to point out.
And then we got to play some music.
Cemeteries are a serious scam. Like, I understand, like, I don't get the whole thing with graves and tombstones. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that it's something that the family does and it provides them with a location to go and mourn the loss of their family member. At least I think that's what it's for.
Kind of. Partly.
But then why in the hell would you do it next to a bunch of other dead bodies? I mean,
well, this is
what's important to you.
This
and
is
then,
what's crazy about that cemetery.
I think, too,
I don't know if you
like,
saw some of the crazy...
You've
been there. There's some crazy
crap
there.
Really extravagant shit
going
on there. And like, look, when you die, you give up ownership of your body. You got to let it go, man. You can't then, you know, encase it in a tomb, put all kinds of crazy shit around it so that you last forever.
It's total human ego. My idea is I just want to be cremated and scattered, and as soon as possible after I die.
Oh, I'm totally donating my body to science.
Well, of course that too. They'll take the organs. I'm not going to let them have everything.
No, I want everything. I want to.
No, my wiener
go
stays
through
with
junior high again.
My wiener stays with
on
me
on a stick.
What does that mean? Junior high again?
Like I want my skeleton to be in some eighth grade biology class.
American schools can't afford real bones anymore. They're going to have a plastic version.
Wow. Anyway, we
Let's
should
play
go to
some
music.
We're ruining the show.
You're
on
listening
our own.
To Hear Here on killradio.org. Blah blah blah.
Meow meow meow
meow. This is an artist. His name is Pete Hopkins. He's actually coming on Is Good in a couple of weeks. If you want to hear him perform live on the show, drop by my website.
If you have any questions about any of the bands that we play today, you can instant message us here at the station. We use the handle here 2006, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E 2006.
Yeah, you know, we can also bring up the Kill Radio one at the same time. They can both be on.
I don't know the password to that one.
You don't need to know the password. Just go to I'll show you later. Let's play Pete Hopkins. MySpace.com/Pete Hopkins. I know he's performing at Tangier, I think August 17th. And anyway, sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
In disarray, it's the way I feel, it's just the way I feel, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Life has a funny way, I think it's what they say, yeah, it's what they say, of surprising you each and every day. So let me sing this song, and it won't take long for the melody to wash over. Can sing this song as the day is long, and let the melody just set you free. And it goes la 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 la. There's a little more to learn from every one. La 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 la. No one has to have the answers all there. Just be loved and be calm. Ooh, yeah. So many things to do. Is it time enough? And never time enough. You need another year just to get it done. It's hard to overcome. Fulfill our dreams, yeah, live our dreams. But happy humans still we must become. So let me sing this song, and it won't take long for the melody to wash over you and me. Then we can sing this song as the day is long, and let the melody set your mind at ease. And it goes la 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 la. There's a little more to learn from every one. La 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 la. No one has to have the answers on their own. To be loved is to be stronger. You can laugh away the pain, lie together. Listen to the falling rain. Sounds like a lullaby. Believe it or just leave it, but you don't know until you feel it. Ooh, yeah. Then we can sing this song, and it won't feel wrong to let the melody wash over you. No one has to have the answers on their own. even think about you no more. Or maybe you think you broke my heart. I'm gonna let you know, dear, it take a lot more hurt than what you got to break this boy in two. Plenty of women in this world, and I'll find love anew, dear. So don't you trouble your girly curls, I'm not thinking about you. Just stop pretending I'm home, ending my life, waiting by the phone, hoping you might call to say that you're sorry, baby. Don't be a fool, you were never that cool. I won't cry, no tear in my eye. I won't choose a course of action to give you no satisfaction. I got no despair, I don't even care. So go out and find another to tangle love in your loving if you dare. Should've known right from the start that you'd be double dealing when we ordered in that restaurant and you ate my meal too. But how could I foresee your appetites going beyond the menu to my best friend and his new Benz? Well, all the best to you too. So stop pretending I'm home, ending my life, waiting by the phone, hoping you might call to say that you're sorry. Of action to give you no satisfaction. I got no despair, I don't even care. So go out and find another to tangle up in your loving if you dare.
KillRadio.org. That was Pete Hopkins, local artist. Check him out, myspace.com/Pete Hopkins. And also, he's going to be on Is Good in a couple of weeks, so just drop by myspace.com/This Is Good. Take a look at the schedule. Okay, done tooting my horn. Just want to let it know. Let
what?
It be known.
That what?
There is a show, and I have people.
That you
on.
Do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anyway. I have really nothing to say today since I have no music to play because, you know, my computer was taken away
I
from me.
I feel so bad for you because. You know, I've been complaining about my computer for many years now, and you've always brought in your computer, and I've always admired your computer and thought about your computer while masturbating.
Longed for my computer.
Did I say that out loud? I didn't mean it that way. And then your computer breaks at the exact same time
that
I get a new computer.
That's funny, because you were the first person I called after I left, because I need someone to vent to.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, oh, by the way, you're the first person I'm going to tell that I just bought a new computer. And it's an Apple.
I'm very excited
about
it.
It's a fucking Macintosh.
I'm very excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you got
I got a MacBook Pro.
MacBook Pro.
Yep.
So click on the Apple
on
the upper left-hand corner.
Okay.
And then click on About This Mac.
Okay.
Let's see what it says.
This is all new to me.
2.2 gigahertz Intel Core dual processor. Fuck me, Amadeus.
I thought that said gigawatts.
2 gigs of memory.
Yeah.
That's your RAM. And that's, then let's look at one your thing hard drive.
Where RAM, hard drive.
Oh, that's all. I always have the hardest time. So I think it's that one. Shut up. How big's your hard drive? Here.
Inches and...
Control click on that.
How big is a hard drive supposed to be? It's 2.2 gigahertz.
No. You have a 100 and...
Oh, it's 160.
Is it?
Yeah. I already put...
How do you already use 82 gigs?
Well, because I have 12,000 songs in my iTunes. Okay.
God.
And plus a lot of...
my MacBook, which is a year old now, is only 80 gigs.
Well, not only do I have 12,000 songs on my iPad, but I also have... 2 years worth of hour-long interviews.
Right,
is good. Plus all my WAV files from all the music that I've made and all the remixes and everything.
Have you had a chance to render anything with this thing to see how fast it does it so you don't have to have the problems you were having before?
Yeah, I've actually started... I've loaded all the programs on there and I haven't had any problems whatsoever yet. That's great. I'm having fun taking all the stuff off my old computer as well, which I figure I'll just donate to Kill Radio. Cause it's,
why would you be so mean and give us that piece of shit?
No, the only reason it was so slow is because it had all that stuff on it.
Really?
Now I can take all the
programs
off. Yeah, maybe
it's better than that crappy one out there in the office.
It's got an 80 gig hard drive. And
really?
It's 512, which isn't RAM, great, but it's, you know.
But how big?
It's better than the computer that's in there,
for
sure. How
fast the processor? Isn't this great
radio? I don't
know.
I can't remember.
This is great radio. We're talking about this on the air. Let's go to music, please.
Hey, did you hear Bush and Karzai this morning?
Uh-uh. Were they making out? What happened?
Yeah, they were totally making out. They had a press conference.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just so funny because, you know, even the guy that we made in charge of Afghanistan sounds smarter than our own president.
Like, well, he's U.S. educated, of course.
I know, but it's like someone will ask a question and Bush will find a way to answer another question. That wasn't that question. I mean, I know I keep acting like this is I'm supposed to be impressed by this after all of these years, but it's almost I'm almost starting to respect his skill at avoiding giving any information. Like the question was, if you had actionable intelligence, what would you communicate with President Musharraf of Pakistan? If you had actionable intelligence that there was Al-Qaeda operating in Pakistan, would you communicate with Musharraf first and figure out a way to do a joint thing, or would you just go into Pakistan and take care of it if you had real actionable intelligence? And his answer was that terrorism is bad and that he and Musharraf both don't want terrorism because the terrorists also want to kill Musharraf. So they both have incentive to not want terrorism, and so if they had actionable intelligence, they would do something about it. That's your president, ladies and gentlemen.
That's kind of
vote early, vote often.
Basically, what you're impressed with is his ability to withhold the truth, which
I'm
is basically lying.
I'm not that smart. I'd end up blurting something like, "Well, we're looking at the facts, and this war is illegal." Let's go on to some music.
Okay.
Manhattan Murder Mystery is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
We've played them on the show before, and they performed for us.
Was that the July benefit?
At the July Hear Hear benefit.
Yeah.
By the way, we should probably mention that we're not going to do an August benefit Junction.
Yeah, Sunset Junction, which is a big street festival. Total, like, alternative scene, crazy, wonderful street festival.
Lame.
In Silver Lake is...
Not lame. It's actually pretty fun.
It's great. The person who runs, I guess, is a total asshole, but I don't know anything about that.
I don't know him personally.
You keep hearing it said, you start to believe it's true. Doesn't mean it's true. But anyway, it's a great event. It's actually happening the third weekend of the month. It's normally the last weekend in August, and it's the third weekend, so it's the same weekend as our gig. And I just thought we would have a hard time getting volunteers to help us with the event.
A lot of Kill Radio members are going to be there promoting and things like that. So
it's a big Kill Radio event, and we're doing a little bit differently this year, so it's like all hands on deck. So we're not going to do it this month. We'll do it next month, which is going to be your debut, your coming out party.
Yes, I've officially booked all the bands, I believe.
Can you tell us who they are?
Let me think. Erica Rose and the Dot Dot Dots. Daniel Person. My memory's escaping me. Eject. Chase Frank, and I think one other that I can't remember at the moment. Those are the four that are confirmed.
And this is an event that we do once a month downtown at Lost Souls Cafe. It's a big cafe. It's a great space for music. And this event is a fundraiser for nonprofit noncommercialcareeradio.org, which is what you're listening to right now.
That's us. Anyway, Manhattan Murder Mystery. I'm going to play some tracks for you now from their four-song demo.
Yay.
Called Four-Song Demonstration. MySpace.com/Manhattan Murder Mystery. Also, August 18th, they'll be performing at the Cat Club. And August 26th, you can also catch them at the Scene in Glendale. So here you go. This is Manhattan Murder Mystery. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I can't believe it.
Here.
Yeah, what I like about them is they have a really unique sound, and we played them way back when. I think that was in May, and then I decided to have them on the show, or that live ended. You know, it was a fun risk that I got to take, because I didn't know what to expect. Not really a risk, but I'm like, I like these guys, I like their sound, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, nice people. Also.
Great people.
Yeah.
They came early to the event, too, and I kept looking at them going, which band is that? Because I didn't recognize, I don't know what they look like. I'm like, who are these people with guitars?
Guitars.
I'm making no sense.
So I'm still working on my slut removal project.
Did you say slut removal project?
Yeah, you know how we have a problem with too many sluts on our MySpace?
Oh, right.
And so we keep getting spam messages from other sluts who also want to be our MySpace friend. These girls that apparently are from China all like long walks on the beach.
Right.
So, yeah. So every day I go through a couple of pages and delete a couple of people, but it's tricky because, I mean, obviously the ones that, you know, say that are identical to other ones that are spam messages are easy to delete, but then there's some that are kind of on the border, like, is this a person who listens to our show and a slut, or is this a person that, you know, or is this like a fake site that is the reason why we keep getting all these spam messages? So anyway, once again, I just want to apologize. If you've been deleted from our MySpace, it's because you look like a slut, and I'm sorry.
You know, and if it was me, I would just if they look like a slut at all, remotely gone.
So if you wanted me on the Here MySpace, you know,
get a nice photo.
You know, let your hair down.
Look homely, puritanical, demure, please.
None like. So speaking of submissions, submissions have been pouring in
for a band, by the way. None like another. Yeah, it could be none hyphen like or nun hyphen like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is Kill Radio's submission show. People send us music, and we play it on the internet airwaves for anyone and everyone to listen to. And if you want to submit your music, you can send CDs to Kill Radio. The address is at myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. We also accept MP3s, but please send them the way it is described on the page.
I've decided I want to change how we do that.
Oh, yeah? I'm excited to hear about this.
Well, my web-based internet or my web-based email provider, Yahoo, has changed it. I have an unlimited account. So people, I don't know if I have an unlimited size account, like there's, but I doubt that's going to be an issue with MP3s. So what they're going to do is change the instructions so they can just send me MP3s directly to Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Mm. But please include all the information that we have in the submissions instructions.
Yes.
The name of the band, the name of the song, where in the world you're from, and either a web address or a MySpace address for your band so that our listeners have a way of contacting you. The way we did it before, in case you're just wondering what's the big deal, that sounds like the normal way you do it. We used to do it through this website called YouSendIt.com. You'd upload the track there and then download it. And then I would get a message that it was I have a MP3 waiting for me. This way, you know, with my current computer problem, you know, the issue with YouSendIt is you can only save those tracks for, it'll only save those for 7 days, then it wipes them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go back and recreate and contact all the bands who've submitted in this time period that, because I have a feeling when I get my computer back, it's going to be wiped. And I did back up most everything recently, but there's like maybe a week of submissions that I have not backed up. So I have to figure that out. This will be an easy way to do it now, from now on out. You can just send it directly to Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. And just please include that extra information that we need in order to play the song. And let's, you can find that information at myspace.com/here_here, H-E-R_H-E-R-E. Let's play some music, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, let's play some music. That's what the show's all about.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Totally.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is a band, I'm pretty sure we played this band in the early days of Here Here.
Who are they called?
A long time ago. Mutant Press.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
A very familiar
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are performing August 12th at Mr. T's Bowl, and then again August 21st at Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa. That Detroit Bar is insanely popular with indie bands in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who travels out to Costa Mesa to see that, but yeah, apparently Costa Mesa is the shit. Detroit Bar is the place to go. They have a new CD, Mutant Press. It's called Idiot's Rule, and myspace.com/mutantpress. Songs to dance and melt to after the nuclear blast.
Aww.
Mutantpress.com. So there you go. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
And I'm trying to cool down. slap. Pouring LSD and put it back. CI man.
Fucking A. CIA.
CI man.
Fucking A. CIA.
CIA.
Fucking A. CIA.
CI man. Generals real cheap. I overthrow dictators while they sleep. Who can get a budget that's so great? Who will become the 51st state? Who's the agency next to God? The cop is roving his ride. CIA man.
Fucking A, CIA. Fucking A, CIA.
CIA man.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Dude.
That was Mutant Press. MutantPress.com, MySpace.com/MutantPress. Go check out their upcoming shows. What was that? Detroit Bar was one of them. And
Costa Mesa. I think it's here. Look.
August. Very good. August 12th, Mr. T's Bowl. We did a Kill Radio benefit there not too long ago. And August 21st at Detroit Bar. So if you like that, go check out Mutant Press. Thank you for your submission and your support of Kill Radio. You know, I think figure everybody who sends us music, I know they're supporting themselves, but I feel like they're supporting Kill Radio too.
In an odd way, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice that people are, participating. It's good.
That's what Kill Radio is about. It's about participation.
Yeah.
At least the show is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think other shows are the musings of the vegetative state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's me passing judgment.
It certainly is. That's what you do, though. You pass judgment.
That's my show before this one. That's my musings in the vegetative
state.
That's your show? Especially how I felt this morning.
21st century judgment hour?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's
what it's
called. I
think maybe after this I might record a mom's email segment. I might actually break down and do it and say keep talking about it. I know. I just haven't had the time yet. I've been more or less busy-ish. Audition season has finally picked up. So I'm finally like going out.
How
like
exciting.
Auditioning.
You can hear the buzz in the air. People are talking about it.
I'm excited about it because I need the work.
Yeah, the lady I buy tortillas from in Boyle Heights, she was like, hey, it's getting into audition season here. It's picking up. Yeah, I can't wait to see what all my friends get parts.
That's funny because that same lady called me the other day to tell me what an asshole you are. But anyway, yeah. No, but totally. I auditioned for...
I'm going to punch you off the air, by the way.
I auditioned for Without a Trace the other day. And that show is awesome. I don't know if you watch that show, but
no,
I think
it's
great.
No, I don't
watch TV. You don't watch TV.
I watch DVDs.
No, you don't because your computer's broken. Zing!
Wow. You're going to get kicked in the balls.
Oh! Okay.
What is this with you lately standing up to do the show and me sitting down? Am I a lazy fuck and you're just antsy or what? Is that basically it?
I'm too apathetic to respond to that. No, I'm just... This is funny because we watch TiVo Without a Trace. I watch it all the time. So it's just funny going in and auditioning for a show that is not this abstract thing I'm unaware of, which is usually how things are because I don't watch a lot of TV, but
right.
There's certain shows I do watch. It's kind of like, I mean, I'm not obsessed with it like I am with The Shield, but it's still that same sort of thing. Like,
right.
Man, if I got that gig, that would be flipping awesome. Wow, I just censored myself on Kill Radio. It's fucking crazy. All right, let's throw on some more music. What do you think of that? Oh, and before I forget... I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
What?
Metal Sanaz or Metal Sanaz or Sanaz. Somebody's going to correct me one of these days.
Please.
But many of you may be familiar with who this person is. She's what's known as a MySpace celebrity, which is a new species that's developed over the past few years. She is a heavy metal promoter in the Los Angeles area, and she's going to be promoting a big show. She's going to be our co-host.
Tri-host.
August 20th. Our tri-host, yeah.
Because co equals two, right?
Yeah, it will be a...
Tri-host.
It'll be Menage a Here episode. I guess.
A menage à deux par les tapadors.
Soclément, toucher les
tapadors.
So we're very excited to have a celebrity co-host, which we haven't had that experience quite yet. So that'll be fun.
Actually, we did when you were gone.
Oh, John Daly?
No.
He was not the celebrity co-host?
No, he was the...
Oh, Graham Ramsey.
Graham was Ramsey, great. Yeah. Yeah, that's something I'd like us to do more often because it's fun.
Yeah.
And you're boring me lately.
Yeah, it's funny because... I forgot what I was going to say.
See, just like that. Boring piece of shit.
I read a book.
I'm cussing a lot today. It's so weird.
You are.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you off the hook. Play some songs. This is Evilio. MySpace.com/Evilio Music. This is a little bit on the electronic edge of things. Ambient Electronica Alternative Crossover Latin is actually what it's called.
Burning.
According to the one sheet here. And
I hate those one
this
sheets.
This is a self-titled... Red album. MySpace.com/Evilio Music. That's Evelio. Evilio.
Doesn't matter how accurate those one sheets are. They just always sound like those little artist cards next to a piece of artwork at a museum.
I like those.
Because you're pretentious. They always come across as pretentious. Even though they're probably totally right and factual and everything.
Well, this is a rather unpretentious one sheet, though. It's just a bunch of information.
Yeah, there's not like...
It's not like
a weird bio.
It's not like some like... long convoluted bio about how music, you know, changed their lives or anything.
Right.
But I know what you're saying. Most one sheets are pretty silly, but that's, think about it. You're submitting music to a radio station. This person's never talked to you, never even heard of you. They got to get some information on you. So,
And you want to tell them the right things to say. So I understand.
Do you understand? Cause you're kind of a hateful person.
Today I am. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you're just in a mood cause your computer.
Yeah. I feel naked without it.
Well, on that disturbing note...
I don't feel comfortable being naked in front of you.
Well, on that incredibly disturbing note, EveliaMusic.com, MySpace.com/EveliaMusic. You're listening to Hear Hear, MySpace.com/HEAR_HERE. Keep them coming.
You're here. Killradio.org. That was Evelio.
That was nice.
MySpace.com/Evelio Music. Actually, it reminded me of some music that I would have heard on the old Close Your Eyes program they used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was kind of a minimalist vibe
minimalist,
to it.
Clicky,
yeah.
Bleepy, all the stuff I love.
Yeah. But nice. Had a little bit of a Latin flair to it. And look at me. Looks like a nice... A nice fella you might run into on the beach at Ibiza or something. That's awesome. So, Evelio, E-V-E-L-I-O, EveliomUsic.com, MySpace.com/
I would love to run into him on the beach.
I'm sure you would.
Be one of those junky moments like, oh, claw!
Anything else new? Anything happening in the world, in the news, anything like that? Nothing? Blah, 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 blah.
You would think I would have something to say.
Yeah. Sounds like Kill Radio is having a meltdown. I don't like to talk about the inner workings of Kill Radio on the air, but there's some stuff going on that you guys wouldn't believe.
It's just a small percentage.
No, it's fine. You know, it's we used to have duels in Congress, you know, and then someone would die and then work would get done. So that's what I'm holding out for.
I can get the swords off the wall if you want me to.
You're listening to Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. You may notice a slight decrease in music today and an increase in talking, although time.
Why do you have to
well.
Rub it into my face, John?
I'm just
Are
saying.
You enjoying this? You're just
no,
flaunting
just saying.
Your MacBook Pro in front of me. My MacBook
no, it's just that
in
usually,
the shop.
It's just
so
that
to speak.
Usually you have, you know, you have music to play, I have music to play. So while you're playing your
I know,
music, I can sort of relax
right.
and everything, you know. And then, but now I'm like on the ball, I'm like working, you know. This is the most work I've ever put into here. So, yeah.
You feel overworked, John?
I do. I feel overworked.
Why don't you talk to your immediate supervisor about this? Because I could care less.
You are my immediate supervisor.
No. We're on an equal basis.
I know. We hired each other for this job.
Right. So maybe we should go to HR around the corner.
You know what? You're fired.
They're in suite 265.
No, you're fired.
No, you can't fire me because I quit.
Oh, so good at that. Anyway, we have more music for you. I guess you guys want to hear more music. We can do that.
Hey, does anyone hear any more music?
Yeah, I'm getting lots of stuff in the mail on the music tip.
And what's so frustrating too is I have so many MP3s right now. I mean,
do
I
you?
Have like 2 months worth of MP3s, and now I'm going to have to recreate because I also lost. There's chances I'm going to lose those playlists. I save them after I do them. I just got to recreate. I got to recreate this, and it's frustrating. So I got to change how I do things so this doesn't happen again.
I might be totally off here, but I think one of the shows at Kill Radio, people who do that, they do mm-hmm. National Corporate Radio.
Yes.
They were recently on KPFK. They did a special on 90.7.
Yep.
And I think it's airing again tonight at 7. I'm going to have to look that up. But if you're in the LA area, you should tune into that. It's a great show on Kill Radio, and it's hilarious. And I wish we could get ourselves pirated on regular radio like in the days before I came here. I understand that they used to do that. I know I'm just a youngin' here. But
right.
Wow, I'm starting to even bore myself. Let's go into music. this is a band called The Hanks. Wait for it.
God.
That was a good one. All right. That's what you get for doing a show on the median strip of a freeway. The Hanks, myspace.com/The Hanks. These guys are also going to be on Is Good in September, so check that out. I'm going to play you a track from their forthcoming album, as of yet unheard album, and I'll also play a track or two from their already released album. These are The Hanks. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Forgotten books. Oh, oh, oh. Close to our hair, I know. not throw it away. But maybe it's better this way. I thought you quietly contained. As all my worst fears came true and they suddenly shouted the day.
Listen to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Meow.
The band is The Hanks, myspace.com/TheHanks and TheHanks.com. We started off by playing a track from their forthcoming album, not quite out yet, and then we played two tracks from an album that you can get called Your New Attraction. And they will be guests on It's Good September 6th to do an acoustic thing.
Cool.
So that'll be fun.
What was that last band again?
The Hanks, as in Tom Hanks.
Because Stacy from La Cunada Flint Ridge, Instant Messenger said, here, 2006. Where are they from? Are they local?
They're local. They're Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay, cool. So their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheHanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found out about them through Tin Panda Booking, which is a great booking management company that also represents an act called Darcy Cash, who I had on It's Good many, many, many months ago.
Cool.
Like a year or two ago. And nice people, and it's good because they're sort of tapped into that young rock world,
mm-hmm.
but not to the extent that it's all cheesy emo stuff. Like it's you know it's still rock like with a young voice, but
right.
So much of that is like unlistenable, and I find that the music that Tin Panda tends to represent is a little bit more interesting. We had Monfrere in here a long time ago. Do you remember? They came in and did a little live thing. They were like a touring band. I think they're from Oregon or something like that.
Oh, right.
It was they were here on this show a while back, and that they're also represented by Tim Panda.
Oh, by Tim Panda. I know I've heard Tim Panda too.
So yeah, cool. So that's that. Cute Phase is coming. Because I was thinking about it. It's good this week. Wednesday, Cute Phase is going to be my guest.
Cool.
So, and we found them through here. So I'm excited about
that. I found their...
You found Cute Phase.
I didn't find them.
Well, you brought them to my attention.
Yes, they sent us some great music.
Yeah.
But I saw their sticker on the side of a telephone, one of those telephone access boxes, or maybe it's those boxes to control boxes for the traffic lights right by Molly Malone's.
Oh yeah.
When I was over there turning in my Mac because it had died on me.
Speaking of Molly Malone's, though.
Yes, John.
I almost forgot. I'm glad you're mentioning this. This Wednesday, Wednesday night, August 8th, at Molly Malone's, Is Good. It's presenting some bands, and I think you should go.
Okay.
Because you didn't go to the last one.
No.
And it was good.
Getting there is easy. It's getting home that is the challenge.
Neither of those things are my problem.
I don't have a problem either. It's just a challenge.
I'll give you a ride home, if I must.
I don't like how you drive.
Oh, that's fair, because I do tend to compulsively close my eyes. See how long I can do it.
Or, ooh, this is a scary intersection. I don't want to see what happened.
When you're driving along and you wonder, like, what's to keep me from just jerking my wheel to the right? You know, just like all of a sudden just losing control and just like going right into the barrier off a cliff. Well, ride with me and you'll know.
That's the OCD talking, John, because I've never had that conversation with myself.
It is.
Most of our non-OCD listeners probably have not as well. And I know we have a big, you know, OCD contingency listening. So they understand. They're like, here, John, here. Yes, yes. And or they're all going, oh, my God, me too.
Yeah.
But the rest of us are like, what?
Well,
what?
I'm sorry that you don't understand.
Oh, we understand intellectually, thank God. We just don't understand experientially, thank God.
No, you don't really understand. If you really understood, I would know it inside. I'd have a sense of closure. And I don't have that sense, so obviously there's something missing.
Could you do this show sitting down for once?
No. No, usually I do. It's because you're in my chair.
I am not.
That's my chair.
Oh, you know what?
You know, I mean,
you know who you sound like right now?
Who do I sound like right now?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, that's horrible, horrible way to talk about your mother.
Okay, did I ever say anything mean about Israel?
Weird story, totally random. I took a tour of Israel in 2004, and the counselor for the tour guide. Come on, hold it together.
I don't know why that thought we that was so stop. Funny.
Well, the problem is we keep making inside jokes on the air, and there's people in Germany listening to the show going,
what is das?
The show is wunderbar.
The show is stupid.
So yeah, the guy just emails me out of the blue. He's like coming to LA to teach at UCLA or something. Someone I hadn't seen in like 3 years. The story was more interesting before I started to tell it.
I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. It's just funny that I know a person who actually lives there. And they're
in
real.
Where?
And now they're in Israel.
Oh.
And now they're coming here and I'll continue to know them. I don't know where I was going with
Did
that,
I tell
frankly.
You the story about my Jewish American friend who married a German and then had to move to Germany? This wasn't originally in the plan, but he got a job in Germany. So they all moved back to Germany and she would make all these friends, but there'd have to be that moment when she'd have to come out of the closet. And she was like the only person I knew who had a similar experience of what it means to come out of the closet as a gay guy. Who's
she had to come out of the closet
as
Jewish.
Jewish. Because it's such a weird thing. Because then, again, all the subtext in Germany about being Jewish is added onto you. Just like if I come out to somebody who doesn't know me, all the subtext of me being gay is applied to me unfairly.
And the subtext of being German, I guess, too.
Yeah. So it was this weird thing. I remember it was like, it was Yom Kippur, and she wanted to find a synagogue.
She wanted to go find a place to not eat?
Yeah, and she couldn't find one. She couldn't find one in Berlin.
Wow.
Or that was open, maybe. I don't know. But isn't that weird? Probably would be the moment where she'd go, oh, and by the way, I'm Jewish.
Mm.
And there'd be this...
Awkward!
This awkward silence.
No, you know what's awkward? Is being in a nightclub in Jerusalem and looking at a big sign advertising that Volkswagen threw on the party the night before. That's awkward for me because Volkswagen also made machinery for the Nazis.
Well, it wasn't.
But time changes everything.
Of course.
So one day, I'm sure
now it's
we'll,
funny.
You know, we'll probably have George W. Bush Day. Like we have Columbus Day, right? Columbus was
But that's not funny to a
rapist,
lot of people.
Murderer and everything.
Right.
You know?
No one's
but
laughing at that. We want to get rid of it.
No, but a lot of people like Columbus Day. It's a celebrate the
discovery
corn or something.
Of
or,
South America.
Something
which we're
or
so
other.
Happy that he discovered South America.
He discovered the Spanish language.
He discovered South America.
he discovered Peter Falk. No, that's Columbo.
Did that twat ever set foot on this land of ours? No.
Well, certainly not the Mid-Wilshire district.
Hell no. I think the Vikings or the Chinese set foot there. They were like digging
actually,
up bones.
Actually, there is some evidence to suggest that Vikings set foot on South America as early as 1066.
There's also about the Chinese as well.
Yeah. Well, they got to do everything first, don't they?
No, it's just we're so Eurocentric about who did what first. And we always forget about like Africa and we forget about Asia and all they did and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, forget about them. Speaking about the Chinese, though, aren't they doing the Olympics?
Yeah.
So I saw in the news today they're making a big deal
They've
building a bunch of things.
Doing the Olympics for a while. It's been known.
Well, it was news to me.
Really?
Yeah.
No, the stadium is amazing. I don't know if you saw the renderings of the stadium because the stadium is...
Well, that's what I saw today, yeah.
There was an exhibit on it at MoCA. It was called... What was it called? Like, it was a weird exhibit with about fashion and modern fashion and or postmodern fashion, postmodern architecture, and it was called Skin and Bones or something, and it was how the actual materials or the actual bones of these structures are what you're seeing. It's almost like is it ectoskeleton or exoskeleton when it's on the outside?
Exoskeleton.
So that's how the stadium is. It's this weird organic kind of alien-esque kind of structure.
Ectoskeleton is what ghosts have.
And that's ectoplasm.
That's what I said.
Oh, that's right. I didn't hear you correctly.
Totally.
So that's what's weird about this building. It's by Swiss architect.
Well, that's
sure it'll be a very well-run Olympics. But super boring. We're going to see so many fucking Chinese dragons dancing around those opening closing ceremonies. My God.
We got on a total tangent, though.
We're going to hear this kind of music all the time. Ching, 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 ching.
And the gong.
Dong, dong, dong. Ching, ching, ching. Dong, 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 dong.
It'll be beautiful.
This is my contribution to the show today.
Dude. Because
I have no music. I just
this
lost
week in
it.
Stereotypes.
I just lost
I'm so
it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry for you. But actually, we got on a tangent. What I wanted to let everyone know is that
what?
Wednesday night at Molly Malone's.
Fuck Molly Malone's.
No,
it's good music.
No, but there's some good bands playing. We have
okay,
All
okay,
Wrong
in
the Plans Change, who's doing a rare acoustic solo thing. She's got a
Yay.
Beautiful voice, writes really wonderful songs. One Trick Pony, who mm-hmm. Kill Radio knows well and loves well. They perform.
Well
I know that sounds
well.
Weird, but. They performed at our Big Echo benefit last January, and they've been in here and on Is Good and everything. So One Trick Pony, who else? Firebug, who's an awesome band, mm-hmm. and the Health Club, who I actually had on the show just a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they are awesome as well. And the whole that's four bands. It's only $7, and they're all really fantastic. So come out and support local people.
And also, DJ John Hirschfield of Here Here and Is Good will be making a store appearance.
A store appearance.
Giving away t-shirts and signing
I'll be stopping by a store on the way over there to get some coffee.
The 99-cent store.
Yeah.
We should do a benefit
dude, do
there.
Do peanuts go bad?
Yes.
Seriously?
I think it takes a long time.
Well, because I bought a bag of peanuts at a 99-cent store the other day,
yes.
and I
Were
was
they
eating
expired?
Them. They but in May. Of this year. But they're peanuts. Like, what is there to go bad?
Well,
it's not like an open jar of peanut
like
butter.
A bean, isn't it? So it grows
yeah,
in the ground.
Yeah, but it's a roasted bean, though. I mean, they're dry. They've been
right,
dry
but it
roasted.
Still mold out.
I don't see how, though. It's got no moisture.
Did you know that paint goes bad?
Paint goes
paint
bad?
Paint gets moldy.
Well, but at least paint is wet. Unless it's
I don't
been
like
dry.
Having these conversations with you. They
well,
are,
let's play some music then.
They are tedious at best.
What do we got? At best. What are they at worst? This is good. The Nixon years. I have no idea where this came from.
This came the
you know?
The time when you were gone, like four CDs showed up. We passed them all around. I made sure we got one
okay.
for the show.
Cool. We'll play a couple tracks from this album. MySpace.com/The Nixon Years. The name of the album is Reversing the Panopticon. And let's see. There you go. Sounds like this. You listen to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Operation Phoenix.
$60,000 US troops were buried under its fall. We captured Why is world history and evolution not stories of progress, but rather this endless and futile addition of zeros?
Here, here. That was the Nixon Years. Reversing the Panopticon is the name of their album. Go to myspace.com/thenixonyears or thenixonyears.com.
Was that an exclaim? Was that a or was that just getting more air?
That was just getting more air.
Or that was an exclaim?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, in the interest of doing more political activism here at Kill Radio, I think we should let people know that the Iraqi political crisis grows.
Who said that, though? You're reading corporate news.
It's
they're
just
lying.
The headline.
They're lying.
It says Iraqi political crisis grows. Will Bush keep pledge to rebuild bridge? Holy shit. Did you hear about that bridge? I mean, I know it's big news, but I mean, seriously, like, it's a pretty big bridge to just fall down.
Yeah, for no reason.
And someone's head's going to roll. You know what I mean? Like, the. Just it's the same thing with like,
so
like Katrina. Like, what did they know? When did they know it? How long did they put off doing anything about it? Did you hear the one about the like it's a joke?
I know.
About the soldier that was just sentenced to 110 years in
yes,
prison
I read
for
the news.
Rape
yeah.
homicide thing.
Yeah.
But he didn't actually rape anyone. He was the lookout.
Yeah, he was the lookout.
And the other guys took like other deals.
No, but most of them got really long sentences.
No,
too.
They also got long sentences. But
it was
still.
A horrifying crime. I mean, we read about
it's
it.
Really
it
really sick shit. Like
it
they
really
broke in,
turned
they staked
my
out a
stomach.
House.
It was premeditated.
Broke in, killed the whole family and then took turns raping a 14-year-old girl and then shot her in the head.
It's disgusting.
And like, yeah, and this lookout guy, you know, he could have done something. He could have not been a part of it. But you remember that movie, Casualties of War?
Mm-mm.
With Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn? You don't remember that?
I watched The Cinema, John.
What?
I watched Le Cinema, John.
What does that mean?
That means I watch films that matter, John.
Well, that film mattered at the time that it was made.
Uh-huh.
I guess. Anyway, it just made me think about it. You know, like, it's amazing to me how much rape occurs in war. How rape is a weapon of war. I just read this great book, The Kite Runner. I think I was blabbing about it last week, and I finished it.
I read a book.
And It's about
how to lose weight.
It's about this kid who grows up in Afghanistan, and then the Russians invade, and they escape to America, and then he goes back to Afghanistan before 9/11 with the Taliban in power and sees how his country has been changed under the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, you know, they used rape as like a regular part
of
their machinery.
But and against men and women, right? It wasn't just against women, right?
Well, they would rape. It was mostly against boys. They would rape boys into submission, into joining them.
So weird.
Yeah, I mean, they're really, really sick fucks.
But you know what? The thing, it's if we look at it from our own kind of, for lack of a better term, white American middle class perspective, of course it's going to be very difficult to understand. But we're talking about super desperate parts of the world. And, you know, think what would have to happen to us for us to make that choice. You know what I mean? For that to be a choice for us to make. I'm not justifying.
You're saying like if you're raised in an environment where you were probably raped as a kid and then you're joining this brainwash machinery.
I'm not saying you have to figure out how it is. I'm just saying none of this just happens out of nowhere.
It's a product of the environment.
It's a depressing, if you will, or a deteriorating aspect of the culture that would happen. Same thing when I'm amazed how people kind of don't really see... You know, these suicide bombers, these are desperate acts. People who would be living like we do would not be making those choices.
Well, and these are also...
They wouldn't be pushed to such a level of desperation.
Well, and these are also crazy people. You cannot possibly grow up, live to adulthood under military occupation and be sane.
In a refugee camp.
And be sane. There's no way a person could grow up under military occupation and be a rational, even balanced person. And let's add to the military occupation the fact that you were put into religious schooling, and you know, and then all the other stuff that contributes to this mental state. I think it's amazing when we talk about, and I could be talking about the Palestinians or, you know, but this applies to all cultures where terrorism and like horrific acts of violence occur. You know, we get all upset. We sit in our nice little comfy liberal armchairs and we get all upset about how these people are committing these horrible acts, you know, and they're bad people and all this stuff. And we have no conception whatsoever of, like we expect them to behave like us in different circumstances.
Yeah.
Like, well, if I was raped every day from day one, and I lived under military occupation, and all my family was killed, I certainly wouldn't resort to violence.
I certainly wouldn't resort to suicide bombing.
I would come up with some more rational, you know, logical.
I'd start a political action committee.
Yeah. And again, but then when you start talking about these things, people then accuse you of justifying violence.
No.
And that's not
but
fair
see, the
either.
Problem is, what ultimately is we look at us all and we get black and white about it and we make these judgments. And so in our judgment of it, we stop trying to learn about it. We make ourselves experts without perhaps looking any deeper at the subject. And so what happens is we stop any more understanding, so it just perpetuates itself over and over and over.
Oh, my God, look at this. Top story, the top of the top story is the AP currently, right now. Israeli, comma, Palestinian leaders meet. Like they've never met before.
For punch? I mean, what?
it's a great headline.
Meet for lunch. Really,
I remember when Bush went to Europe for the first time, and the headline was Bush meets first European diplomat, and it had a big picture of him shaking hands with Tony Blair. And this was, many years ago.
Right.
And it was just funny because all you had to do was fold the newspaper, and it just said Bush meets first European. So, yeah. But we love him.
Do we?
No, not really.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. I feel bad sometimes.
For him? That he's the worst president ever in the United States?
I feel bad for...
Most hated president ever in the United States of America?
For the same reason that I feel bad for these suicide bombers that we were just talking about. You know, like, he's raised an environment...
Oh, if only George Bush was a suicide bomber.
No, I'm just saying, he's raised an environment where he couldn't possibly be expected to be rational. I mean, from day one, he was raised in that family, surrounded by these people... Put into power by fundamentalist right-wing Christian organizations. You can't expect
Party
him to
boy,
make a rational, logical
Party boy
decision.
Kept getting put into positions of authority somewhat. Odd authority.
Plus, he's got Korsakoff syndrome. It's pretty obvious. When you drink so much, you lose your short-term...
oh, because he was such an alcoholic before? Stupid.
Memory. So... We're out of music for today.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to end the show early.
No, we're going to end it on time. It's 3:57.
Oh, so we're going to... This clock says 3:55.
Yeah. And actually, the archiver always says that it's like 20 minutes earlier than it really is.
Yeah.
But you know what? So be it. It's your fault, and that's okay. No, wait a minute. What is this? Let's play Koseo. We got a Koseo CD sitting right here.
I was going to try to digitize it into our library, but I can't digitize
now. We're going to play some Koseo on the
floor
because the CD is sitting right here in front of us.
They're one of our patron saint bands.
The patron saint of Kill Radio is Koseo. And Koseo will be performing August 24th at Fado Do, part of His Good Music Presents, with a bunch of other cool bands. So that's exciting. And you know what's crazy? This is a really good EP, but their best songs aren't on here. Like all the songs that they played for us, Halcyon Days. It's Halcyon.
No, it isn't.
That's how they sing it in the song.
That doesn't mean that's how it's pronounced.
That's how I pronounce it.
They're from Simi Valley, John.
Fine.
Press play, please.
You've been listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Send us your music. We'll play it on the air.
Swear to God.
Tell a friend.
Meow. Thank you. Cosio.
MySpace.com/CosioMusic. You've been listening to Here on KillRadio.org. I'd like to thank the bands that we played today. Cosio, The Nixon Years, The Hanks, Evelio, Mutant Press, Manhattan Murder Mystery, Pete Hopkins, and Cannibal Elvis. That's really all I had to say. It was like it was going to lead into something, but then it didn't. We'll be back next week with more music from The Mailman and beyond. And Mark, I hope your computer's feeling better.
I hope I get it next week.
Yeah. And if not, we'll do like a little funeral or something for it.
No, it's not dying.
No, we'll do something nice for it, though, so that we remember it.
No, it's not dying. We're going to have a party for it when
it comes
back. I know
that it helps you to believe that.
John.
But
why are you so competitive?
Look,
you could have got a MacBook, but you got a MacBook Pro because you knew I had a MacBook and you knew to have one up on me.
Well, that much is true.
Yeah.
That much and pretty much everything that you've ever said. Good night.
Bye.
Stem, toi, coucou, toi, coucou, stem, toi, coucou, toi, coucou. Stem, toi, coucou, toi, coucou, stem, toi, coucou, toi, coucou. Tu dis, toi, coucou, toi, coucou. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, et on. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, et on. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es.
Every time I heard that you want to leave me, every time I heard that you want to call out, I'm dreaming of you. All day I dream to all night I'm dreaming of you.
Te-coo-coo-coo-coo-te-te-te.
All day I dream to te
el. Te-coo-coo-coo-te-te. Te-coo-coo-coo-te-te-te. El. Te-coo-coo-coo-coo-te-te-te. Te-coo-coo-coo-coo-te-te-te.